Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Prophetess Crystal McQueen, and welcome once again to Prophetic Atmosphere. As usual, I'm excited that I'm able to come into your presence and that you're able to join me as we just go before God this evening and just listen and hear what He has to say. Our hearts are attentive. Our minds are open. Our spirits are ready to go forward. And definitely our hearts are saying yes. And when I say yes, we always hear that all the time. Well, we always say yes. But, you know, constantly you have to remind yourself that you are not your own, that you were bought with a price, amen, and that you are here, amen, for a purpose, a divine mission that God has called you to do. You're not here to just live a mundane life, amen. You're just not called to wake up every morning and go to work and tend to the family and come back home and go back to bed to start it all over again. You're here to make an impact. You're here to manifest God's glory in the earth. Amen. And I'm already excited. The Spirit of God has been dealing with me even at work. I kind of caught myself raising my hands and speaking in tongues or even at my job today because the Lord definitely is moving amongst His people. And if you are in a tune and aligned and attentive to His voice, amen, and His presence, then you too can get into the flow. Amen. Amen. So before I begin with the message on tonight, let's go ahead and let me give you some announcements real quickly, and then I'm going to move right on through that and go immediately into this Word of God. Amen? Amen. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m., join us for Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, as he brings a mighty life-changing Word of God on both of those days. That's Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Also on Thursday nights, join me, 7 p.m. for Prophetic Atmosphere. And you can hear us live, people of God, at www.ctkr.org. That's ctkr.org. That is our website, as many of you already know. For those of you who are new to this broadcast, please go to our website. Take some time to learn about myself, about Apostle McQueen, about the ministry that God has graced us with, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, and even to learn about the churches and the ministries that God has placed up under the covering of my dear husband, Apostle McQueen. Many churches that are doing a mighty work, amen, for God. Basically, mission is also the heart of the Father. And these men and women of God are doing a mighty work in the earth for the Master. And for those of you who are also touched and God has also laid upon your heart, amen, to deal with the mission, please pray about becoming a partner with this ministry. And as you're partnering with this ministry, not only do we need your prayers, but we also need your financial support as well. And the men and women of God, as you can look on our website, that are doing the work of the Lord. They also have contact pages, Facebook pages as well. You can visit them there on their Facebook page, see what God is doing in their lives, amen, and see the need, amen. This isn't just about us asking for money so that we can just make our pockets fat. This request, amen, is about really doing a work in the kingdom of God and making an impact for the kingdom, seeing those that are in need. And if God has blessed you, amen, to be able to give, then by all means give. The Bible says that he has called us to be the lender and not the borrower. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I love when I actually have to lend to people because it actually makes you feel good. Amen. It makes you feel not to lord over people or anything like that, but to see a need and know that God has given you the grace and he has given you the answer. And for somebody out there, you need to realize that you are the answer. Amen, that people have been looking for. They've been looking all around, and you've been sitting back in your cubicle trying to keep quiet and hope nobody sees you and hope nobody recognizes you. But I promise you that this season that you are the answer, and it's time for you to dust yourself off. It's time for you to open up your mouth and begin to speak, amen, and open up your mouth and let people know how good God is, amen, and let them know that you are the answer to the problem and the question that they've been having. So go to their Facebook pages, People of God, and visit them, learn more about them, and even donate not only your prayers, as I said before, but donate your financial support. On our website page, we do have a donate button, amen, where you can donate your gift. There's a box there. Let us know what you want to give, and we will make sure that it gets right into the proper hands, the proper place where it does need to go. Amen. Amen. And speaking of Facebook pages, Christ the King, Redemptive Ministries, and Women of Prophetic Destiny have a Facebook page. Go to our Facebook pages. Leave prayer requests. Leave praise reports. Amen. Like us. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Let us know what he's speaking in your life. We definitely want to hear from you. Amen. Amen. So those are the announcements, amen, for this day. And let us go immediately into the word of God and let us hear what he has to say unto the church. Amen. Come on, grab your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Joshua. We're going to just start immediately at the first chapter, Joshua chapter 1 and 1. Book of Joshua chapter 1, starting at the first verse and 1. Amen. I'm actually reading out of the King James Version tonight. I'll be going through a couple of different versions so that we can really get a clear, full understanding tonight of what God is really asking us and requiring of us. Amen. The book of Joshua, chapter 1 and 1. I'm going to read from the first to the ninth verse, and then we're going into prayer, and then we're getting into this word. Amen. Come on, let us read. Thank you, Lord. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it. To the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. And the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us pray. Father, right now in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We, your people, thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for your protection, God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your almighty power. For you are God alone, and there is none other like you, no one beside you. Now, Father, we ask in your son's name, Jesus, that you would just begin to come into this broadcast right now. We ask for your presence. We invite you to come in and have your way. We invite you, Lord, to speak tonight through your servant. Speak tonight through your word. Let this word begin to minister. Let this word, your word, God, bring clarity. Let this word break every stronghold. Let this word mend broken places, mend bruised places in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. Let it tear down strongholds, God. Let it uproot demonic strongholds in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let this word tonight begin to challenge us, begin to shift us, begin to shake us, begin to shape us closer into your image in the name of Jesus, that we will begin to manifest your glory in the earth as only you know how. God, I ask in Jesus' name, I decrease, you increase, God. Move by your anointing power. Let someone hear the message on tonight and let it be the answer that they have been, let it be the answer to the question, amen, that they have been seeking all this time. Let it bring a peace into their lives and in their mind by the blood of Jesus. God, we give your name all praise and glory and honor. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for where you're taking us, and we thank you for where we're going. We give your name praise, honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. Put those hands together wherever you are and give him some praise. Amen. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Amen. Amen. We're talking about the passage Joshua, the book of Joshua, opens up with a very powerful statement. As I was reading it, the first thing that it said, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun. That statement actually was very powerful to me, because for many of us, for those of us who have grown up in church, for those of us who have calls upon our lives, amen, those of us who the Lord has allowed strong men and women of God to mentor us, amen, to learn how to seek after him, to begin to learn the ways of God, to begin to learn his voice. While they were with us, God allowed them to pour into our lives, amen, and to begin to shape us and begin to mold us into the calling that God has already ordained us to walk in. And after a period of time, for some of us, God has removed, amen, for some of us, our spiritual mothers, our spiritual fathers. And after he has done this, now God is actually coming and speaking to you now, and he's saying, okay, I have taken your spiritual father, your spiritual mother, I've taken that mentor that was in your life. They were there for a period of time. For some of us, they may have gone on to be with the Lord. For some, God has moved us from one state. They're in one state, we're in another state, whatever the case may be, or our season was up with them at that time. And after we have gone through the teachings and gone through the process and the lessons, now the Lord is speaking to us, and he's saying, listen, now I'm calling up on you to pick up the mantle, to pick up the task, to pick up the assignment, and to go further, amen, than where I've taken them. And for some of us, we've become stuck because we've been trying to recreate a previous anointing that our forefathers, that our spiritual parents carried. When God is calling up on you and the anointing that he has given you to move forward and to hew out a path to continue pursuing the things after God and continue to manifest, amen, his glory in the earth and to begin to minister to those souls and people, amen, that he has placed along your path. And for many of us, we have been trying to be carbon copies of our spiritual parents. God did not want us to become carbon copies. He wanted us to learn the lessons, to receive the training, is the word I would like to use, to receive the training that we're supposed to receive. But then once we receive the training and learn the lessons, we are supposed to pick up and go on from there. He said to Joshua, he said, listen, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, for some of us, we have set up pillars and we have set up monuments, and that's all good. There's nothing wrong with that. Honor, give honor to where honor is due. But we have to understand, people of God, that we can't no longer live in that same place. We have to respect and know this is what God has done. We thank him for what he has done. But now we need to move forward into what God is currently doing now. You can't keep living back in what happened in yesteryear. And many church people are stuck. Many people are stuck because of what mama did, what grandmama did, what granddaddy did, what uncle and them did. And we're still trying to build up on the old foundation of what they have done when truly the foundation is Christ. And we need to just build up on him, not build up on an individual. Thank you for what you've done. We appreciate you. We love you. We'll never forget you. We'll have a yearly appreciation for you. But I got to be in a place where I'm going forward and doing what God has called me to do today. The book of Numbers 12 and 7 says this, but that is not how I communicate with the servant Moses. He is entrusted with my entire house. So God is coming and looking after he's placed you under certain anointings. He's looking for his investment. He's looking for the dividends of the investment, the anointing that he's placed in you. He's looking for you to produce. And if any of you have been following this ministry, Prophetic Atmosphere, for some time, I preached a message on here called It's Time to Produce. It is time to produce. I can't seem to let that thing go. And I'm seeing it more now because every day God is showing me that message that I preached at the beginning of the year of January 13. More and more, he's steadily dropping, amen, different messages on me about what I've already preached. And part of that is time to produce. I'm hearing it even in the mouths of the secular world saying that, you know what, we've been here long enough. Things have to produce. And as Christians, and people that love God, we have to begin to produce the things of God. It's a shame, amen, if any of us who have been saved for 5 years or more are still operating at a baby stage level. It's a shame if we're still operating at a level of being mediocre. It's not good enough. It's not satisfying enough. And even as you are even operating there, I guarantee for some of you out there, you're already feeling the stirring in your spirit. You're already feeling restless because the Lord will not let you settle. He will not let you rest. It's something on the inside of you that keeps saying, I'm greater than this. There's more to me than just what I've been accepting. There's more to life. There's a purpose for me living. Well, I'm here to tell you as a prophetess of God, yes, there is a purpose for you living. The purpose for you is to serve God, is to build a calling and complete the assignment that he has called you to do. It is your time to get up and learn the lesson. It's time to crack open the books and begin to learn what God is calling you to do. It's a shame that we're still attached to that God has put men and women in our lives, and all we're doing is believing that they're going to be there forever. Even if God calls them to be there for a period of time, you don't know how long your timing with them may be, and God has you turn a corner. If you don't get the lesson here now, when you turn that corner, you're not going to be prepared for the test that's coming later. Let me let that marinate for a second. For many of us, we don't want to accept the responsibility of maturity. My husband preaches a message, and God still has him there talking about our identity in Christ. Those of us who have been saved for quite some time, you know that we can no longer make the gospel or be a mockery to the gospel. We have too many people who are playing games in the pulpit. We have too many people that wear a mask in the pulpit, and they're very comfortable with what they're doing, but they're not demonstrating his power. They're not demonstrating his glory. People are bound. People are hurting. People are angry. People are dealing with different situations. The enemy's not backing up off of nobody, and we're still sitting up here playing patty cake bakers, man. Listen, the devil is a lie. Those of us who God has ordained and called, he's commissioning you tonight. He's commissioning me tonight. And he's saying, listen, I need you to arise, go over whatever your journey may be, and you and all the people. In other words, you have people that are assigned to you that need to be following the Christ in you so that they too can meet and come into the manifestation or come into the maturity and come into their assignment and completeness in him. They can't sit back here while you're sitting here waiting by of the Jordan and waiting for somebody to recognize you and waiting for somebody to call your name. And I don't want to grow up. I want to be, you know, I think there was an old commercial that came out that says, I don't want to grow up. I want to be a Toys R Us kid. We still have too many people in the house of God trying to be Toys R Us kids instead of growing up and maturing and operating and moving prophetically and moving apostolically and moving in the power of Jesus Christ and delivering, healing, walking in signs and wonders and miracles, amen, and bringing God glory. Well, prophetess, you're teaching kind of hard tonight. Yes, I am. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit deals with me such way. We can't get in here, and I'm saying all of this in love. I'm not saying this to dog nobody. I'm not saying this to say I'm better than nobody. I put on my pants one leg at a time as you do. The Bible says we all have to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. People of God, we are responsible for those that are lost. We are responsible to complete the assignment that God has. It's time for us to produce and move in the things that God has called you to be in. He says here in verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over the Jordan, and all his people unto the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. So God is saying tonight, there's a people that I'm going to have you lead that I need you to take into their promise, the promise that I have for them. He didn't say that you were the answer all or that you were God in their lives, because we're not. We're actually under shepherds over the main shepherd. But our responsibility as leaders, and you may say, well, you know what, I'm not no leader, so that doesn't, you know, this word don't really account to me. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. You know why? Because the Bible says that we're all ambassadors. We're all called, amen, to win souls to Christ Jesus. So there's no excuse for you either. You're called to minister to somebody about Jesus Christ. Well, how do I minister? I don't know what to say to these people. I don't know how to put two scriptures together. Well, shame on you if you don't, if you've been saved 3 years or more. But other than that, your life. How do you respond to different situations and circumstances? How do you move about people that are in, that are surrounded in your sphere of influence? Who do you have connections to? Who has God given you divine connection to where you can be the answer to someone's question? He says, verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Many of us minister that word over and over again. Everywhere I put my foot at, God, you have given it to me. But let me tell you something, people of God. If you're not being obedient, if you're not walking in what he has called you to do, then you don't have no place to tread your foot upon. And you can't claim nothing that doesn't belong to you. And we have a lot of people putting their feet in different places that do not belong to them because they're not obedient, amen, to whatever God has originally spoken to them to begin with. And if God has called you to do the first work, once you begin to go back and do the first work, and as obedience begins to operate in your life, then as you begin to walk, you can start seeing changes manifest in your life. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. Every place. He says in Deuteronomy 11:24, it says this, wherever you set your feet, the land will be yours. Your frontiers will stretch from the wilderness in the south to Lebanon in the north, and from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. Every place. So whatever God has ordained and promised to you or to you, it is going to manifest. However, now listen to this. And this is a lot of where we get it mixed up. People think that God is going to do what he can't lie. Whatever he says, he has to do. That is true. But it doesn't necessarily have to be through you if you don't walk in obedience to his word. If you're not being faithful, if you're not walking in righteousness, if you're not walking in holiness, yes, he is a God that he's not a man that he cannot lie. Son of man knows that he cannot repent. Whatever God speaks, it will come to pass, but he's going to make sure it comes to pass in the lives of somebody else who's doing what he's called them to do. So we need to quit lying to people. We need to quit using these scriptures and telling folks that they can live any kind of way and still be blessed. Do whatever you want. Speak up a couple of scriptures, and it's still going to manifest. God is, like the Holy Spirit spoke to me, he said, I'm only accountable to what my word speaks. And if I'm not doing the part or playing the part or operating the part that I'm supposed to be responsible for, I can't ask him to do something that I'm not doing. And for many of us, we're trying to get God to do things for us, but we don't plan to fulfill our end of the bargain. I don't want to make any change in my life, God, but I need you to do this right now because I'm standing on your word, and your word said whatsoever I ask. If I just touch and agree with somebody, God, you said whatever I need to ask you, it's going to manifest. Okay, but you're not living nothing. You're not striving. You're not praying. You're not seeking his faith. You're not obeying his will, his way. You're not even saying yes to what God has called you to do, but you want him to do everything that you ask him to do. And that's where we mess up. So we have people that are frustrated and angry at the master because he has not manifested what he's promised them. Like they prophesied. They prophesied it over me, and the man of God said it was supposed to happen. It should have happened. Well, the man of God spoke true. But you have a part to play, a responsibility to play in this word coming to pass in your life. If you're not doing anything that he has asked you to do, do not expect the dividends. Do not expect to see any manifestation. Do not expect any blessing. Well, all I got to do is just get my way out. That's all I got to do. Well, if you listen to any of my husband's teachings, you know that that's erroneous doctrine as well, or I should say erroneous doctrine. We can't give our way out of anything. Live any kind of way. You meant to be rich, meant to be wealthy, rich in Christ, rich in the things of the kingdom. Everybody's not called to be rich and live any kind of lifestyle. It's still holiness and hell. Nothing has changed from the time the book was written up until the time that we leave a body here. It's still holiness is right. Righteousness is right. I'm about to help somebody tonight. And as long as you sit up here, people of God, and begin to, you know, think that things are just going to fall out the sky and happen and I don't have no part to play in it, you're going to be sadly mistaken. sadly mistaken. So it's no need to get angry. It's no need to get upset. It's no need to look at your neighbor and get all, you know, huffy-puffy at them because they're walking in the things of God or they're starting to see the manifestation. Well, because they're doing what he's required for them to do. Every time God gets a prophetic word, he gives you a requirement in order for that word to be fulfilled. If you do this, then I'll do this. If you do that, then I will do that. But what we hear is, I will do that, and I don't have to do nothing. God, you're going to do this, and I don't have to do nothing. He told Joshua up here, he said, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I will give to you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and from this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory. Now, verse 5, and no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Now, how did Joshua get into this place? Joshua went through the process. When Moses went up, Joshua went up with them. And even though Moses, when Moses would go into the secret place, but Joshua was close enough, linked enough to begin to learn the lessons, begin to learn the process. He began to shape himself in the glory and begin to learn the presence of God and begin to practice his, when I don't want to say practice his presence, that's not the word I want to use. Basically, he began to learn how to operate in the presence of the Lord and what to do, learning his voice, learning his wisdom, learning his ways. Amen. And then when it became time for him to step forward, when all those lessons and tests had been learned, when it came time for him to step forward and take on his assignment, he was well equipped and well able to move forward in the things of God. So then he said, as long there shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Now, he said this to him after he told him, this is what you must do. Up in verse 2. So God gave Joshua a command. And so I'm asking you tonight, what command has God given you, man of God, woman of God? What command has the Lord spoken to you that he's expecting for you to perform and do? And you're still sitting here talking about, well, I'm waiting. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how it's going to happen. He called me the minister, but I'm waiting for somebody to give me a call. But who's around you? While you're waiting on the lights and the camera and you're waiting for action and you're waiting for the people to fall out under the sound of your voice, who's in your life right now that you need to be ministering to? Despise not the small things. We're too busy trying to get on the mountain when we haven't even conquered the valley. And you're sitting there frustrated because you want to be at the mountaintop when God has placed you right there in the valley. You need to conquer what's in the wilderness first, baby, before you try to get on top of the mountain. Yes, I said it, and I meant it. Because when you do that, he already told him, God already told Joshua what he wanted him to do. He already gave him the task. God has given you the task. You already know what you need to do, but you're still trying to sit there and act as though he's not talking to you. He's talking to everybody else around you. But let me say this. Everybody has a timeline. There's going to come a time, and listen to what I say, there's going to come a time, and for some of you, sooner than you expect, where God's going to say, okay, now here comes the test. And you spent all that time playing around in class. You spend all that time trying to ignore what the teacher's been saying. You spend all that time trying to half do the homework and take shortcuts in the spirit and hoping and try to lay on the coattails of your your spiritual parents and everybody else around and the saints, and you've been trying to lay on the coattails. Well, now it comes a time where God is saying, okay, I need to see what you know, student. Here's the test. Can you handle it? And for some, you're not going to be able to handle it. It's going to be a big mess, and you're going to be asking everybody to pray your way out because you refuse to learn the lesson. And you're quoting all the scriptures. Well, God said this, and God said that, and yes, he did say it, but always remember there's a responsibility, and there's a part that you have to play, and there's for some of you, you just need to say yes to what God has called you to do. Not just yes with your physical mouth, but yes in your spirit when he begins to challenge you on those things that you're comfortable with, when he begins to challenge you on those things that you don't think nobody has a problem with, those things that you've been holding secretly, hoping nobody says anything. And even for some of us who God has been saying something, it comes a point in time. Do you love him or do you love it? Because when you're willing to give up it for him, then you're going to see the breakthroughs that are going to come. Then you're going to see the promises that are going to come forth. Then you're going to see the promises that he's been promising you to come forth and manifest. And when you understand that, and when you allow, when you say yes, the true yes, and let me say this, it's not a one-time yes. For many of us, we think, I just said yes one time, and that's all it took. That's all I had to do. No, it's a series of yes, because in this flesh there dwells no good thing. And there's things that all of us, and I do mean all of us, have within us where God has to begin to break it down, break down that mountain, take the chisel and the hammer, and begin to just break down the very foundation of something that we have set up in our hearts and in our minds. And God comes and begins to challenge those things. And we have to say, when he begins to challenge it, God, I want you more than I want this. I want you more than I want to hold on to that. I want you more than I want to feel this. And when we come to that point where we say, yes, God, and mean yes, and strive and seek after him, then you will have that power. Then you will have that authority. Then you can speak to that mountain and watch things move. Then you can lay hands on the sick and watch him recover. Then you can go ahead and cast out the devil and have the authority and the power of all heaven backing you up when you speak forth in the authority of the king. Be strong. Verse six. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Deuteronomy 7:24 says it like this. He will put their kings in your power, and you will erase their names from the face of the earth. No one, this is people of God, no one will be able to stand against you, and you will destroy them all. When you come into a place of true surrender, when you start walking in the assignment and the divine call that God has ordained for you, when you start obeying his will and his way, when you start seeking to please him in all things, then you will be able to have that authority. But many of us, we're trying to have the authority without going and putting in our time. We want people to bow down to us, and we don't want to spend no time crucifying the flesh. Paul said, I die daily. Daily, you got to make the decision to say, I want you, God. Daily, you have to make a decision. Say, I'm not going there. I'm not thinking that. I'm not going to participate in that. But some of us, we got to say, I can't sanction that. Some of us need to fall out of agreement with some people. Some of us need to fall out of agreement with some situations. Some of us need to fall out of agreement even with some family members. If these situations are not leading you into God's face and leading you out and leading you into another whole different direction, I got to let you go. But when you get into his space, when you start getting into prayer, when you start seeking after him, fasting, reading his word, learning about what he wants, what he desires, letting his will become your will. As I said before, then you can be able to speak to the mountain. Then you can be able to say that no one will be able to stand against you and you will be able to destroy them all. Then you can rise up out of the ashes. But the whole thing is you have to realize it never was about you. And there's some tests, amen, and some trials that God will, as you say yes to him, there's some places that God may take you through that will be a death to the flesh. Well, Providence, that's the problem. I ain't trying to go through. I guarantee you already going through. You just ain't telling nobody. You're going through. You're not happy with everything that's going on in your life. Everything's not perfect. There's some issues. There's some things holding on. There's some demonic forces that's challenging you, that's coming up against you, people around you, all kind of different things. You don't have the victory in some areas. And you've been fighting with them a long time. Well, why is that? Some of the reason why we're fighting is because we refuse to change. Remember I talked about a couple weeks ago, God is challenging us to change. And more so now than ever has that word been rumbling in my heart and my spirit. He's challenging me to change. Prophetess hasn't arrived. Prophetess hasn't made it to the top. I need to be challenged. And he is challenging me to change, to go better, to go deeper, to go higher, to go farther in him. And you should be challenged to change. You can't be satisfied. Listen, the people in the secular world are constantly striving to be the best. So why do we in the church world believe that as long as I'm saved, I'm okay, I just need to sit here and just wait for the Lord to come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. I'm just going to sit here and wait. And the Bible also says that the children of darkness are wiser than the children of light, because for some reason we get here on the side of Christ and we get lazy. We get apathy, or we got all kinds of self righteousness going on. We got all kind of mess going on, but then we want to condemn them when they're sitting up here looking at us like, really? When God has given you the answer, I've always said being a Christian is not for the weak. If God has called you, saved you, put the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, God living on the inside of your heart, He's made you more than a conqueror. Nothing can stand against you when you understand your place in him, when you understand your authority, when you understand your calling, when you understand your purpose. Nothing can stand against you. Oh, yeah, there'll be tests. There'll be trials. Yeah, you're going to cry sometimes. You're going to go through. You're going to hurt. You're still human. You're going to have some moments. You got to go and say, Lord, help me right up here. I need your help. No one's saying anything about that. That's okay. But you got to keep striving, and you can't get to a place thinking, I've arrived. I don't have to move. As long as I made it into the kingdom, I'm all right. The devil is a lie. Who's supposed to be following you? Who are you supposed to be ministering to? What gospel that he's placed in your belly that you need to be ministering to the law? Who's sitting in your arena around you that you have the answer for? You keep hearing me say that through this message tonight. You are the answer to somebody's problem. You're the answer to somebody's question. And how dare you sit back and act like you don't even know Jesus? We know him amongst ourselves, those who are Christian, like we got this little secret clique in this little secret club. We know him amongst us, but no one else who's outside of him knows that we know him. That's mess. That's hot mess. If you're ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of you when it counts. If you're ashamed of me before men, then I'm going to be ashamed of you before my Father. And I don't know about you, but I don't need him to be ashamed of me before his Father. I need everything that God has for me. I need him to go before me. Everything that I have is because God gave it to me. But I had to come to that place. And it was a long time getting there. But I've come to the realization, and I keep coming to the realization every day, that everything that is in my possession is because he ordained it to be in my possession. Some things I love, whew, thank you, Lord. And there's some things I'm like, why, Jesus, why? But it's for my making into his image. Why? Because I said yes to him. Be strong and of good courage. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Whatever he has for you to do, it may look monumental right now. But you got to be strong. The people that know their God shall do great exploits. Many of us have been crying out to God. At least I know I have. I'll be a little transparent tonight. I've been crying out to God, Lord, I want to see signs, wonders, and miracles. And not so much, not only do I want to see, but I want him to use me to go forward in them. Because I tell you what, in this world that we live in right now, people need to see his power. But in order to get to that place, Crystal has to die daily. I got to make up in my mind every day. Not that I haven't, but what I'm saying is a constant reminder that he comes before anything. Not my husband, not my family. He comes before anything. And I expect my husband to do the same. Everything has to come before me. Or I should say not everything. God and his purpose needs to come before me. And if we keep the Lord as our primary focus in all things, then whatever we ask in his name shall be done. So I'm not looking for the house on the hill, but because I'm in his faith doing his will, I'll get the house on the hill. So what are you saying? Get the focus right. Get your mind right. Get your thoughts right. For some of you, for tonight, I'm saying, as be strong and courageous. Fight that good fight of faith. Go forth in what God has called you to do. Go back to the prophetic words that he spoke over you. See the calling. Say yes to it. Mean it this time. Move forward in the things of God. For some of you, fear may be what kills the spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Cast it down. Cast it out. Sometimes you just need to fast and tell God to break it. Break the generational curse of fear. Because all it is the enemy keeping you from your task. And as long as he can keep you from your task, then you're no threat to the kingdom. If he's got that spirit of fear on you, what threat are you? What secret atomic weapon are you in the kingdom? And he won't let you see because he's trying to blind you with what they're going to say. You don't know if you're hearing from God. You speak out of turn, they're going to come against you. They're going to crucify you. But if I don't do what God says, so cast that spirit of fear down. Cast it out of your life. Get out. And it's all the same. Anger, jealousy, all of it is nothing but the enemy trying to hold you back from the task and the assignment that God has for you. And for some of us, we don't like the assignment. Well, you know what? We got to get over that thing because somebody didn't want to minister to us, but they had to say yes. And when they finally said yes, then God led them over to our pathway so that we can come into salvation and learn about him. Well, how dare we get up here and try to put our little, this is my job description. This is what I won't do. Accept the assignment for your life. The moment that you accept it, you quit struggling. The moment that you accept the assignment, things that have been locked up, God will unlock for you. But he's not unlocking it until you say yes to what he's called you to do. Oh, but be courageous. And for some of you, you're going through all kind of tests and trial, and God is speaking to you tonight. You still stay on the wall, still stay focused, still hold on, still fast, still pray, still live a holy lifestyle. Don't let the enemy that's speaking in the winds pull you out of God's way, out of God's will. Stay focused, stay strong, stay courageous. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Because even in every test, there's still somebody to minister to. I'm broken, prophetess, you don't understand. Oh, yes, I do. And you can make it on the broken pieces. God will give you the right words to minister to the people that he, but you have to be at that place where you can minister to them. If you're not broken, you won't meet that broken person. But all the while, as he's allowing you, God is bringing that salve, bringing that balm of Gilead to you so that you can go on a little further. Only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it. Whatever God, the word of God that he's placed in your heart, don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right, as we used to hear the old folks say. In other words, don't add anything to God's word. Don't make his word a mockery. Don't twist the gospel to make it be something that to let people give into you. Don't cause people to look at you as God himself. Always keep the master the main focus. Train the people to hear and call upon the name of the Lord for themselves, so that when they do get in trouble, they know their God. They know how to seek him. They know how to cry out to him. They know how to get a hold of him. And ultimately, they know the answer to the question that they seek and know that they can trust him to give them the answer that they've been calling upon for. He didn't say get the people, amen, to for you to lord over, nor did he say get the people so that they can worship you. He said to lead them into a land which I've given them. Lead them into the assignments that I've called them to be in. Lead them into the divine purpose that I called them to be, or for which I have for them. This book, and do only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee, and not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper, that thou may prosper. We're not talking about rich. We're talking about just prospering in the things of God, prospering if he does give you wealth, then that's a fine thing too. But we're talking about prospering in the kingdom, prospering in wisdom, prospering in his knowledge, prospering in your purpose, in your ministry. Moving forward, doors that are opening to you to minister a little bit more, the signs, wonders, and miracles for you to prosper, to act wisely in all things, to have success, whatever he's called you to do. Listen, it's all about bringing him the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. In other words, I got to speak the word. I got to speak his word, because his word is what begins, what shifts things, and God honors his word. Jesus is the word, is he not? He said, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So the word has to be in your heart. So that means when I go to church, when I go to hear a message, then I actually need to be writing things down as the Holy Spirit. It's not just good enough. It's not even acceptable anymore, people of God, for us to just sit there and just listen. But we're not taking, we're listening, but we're not hearing. We're not hearing. We're listening, but we're not hearing. We're not seeking to even hear his voice in the messages that are being preached. We're not seeking to find out, God, what is it you want to say to me in today's message? What we all caught up in is, I don't like what he's saying. I don't like how she's wearing. I don't like how she's presenting that. Well, what's going on over here? Why that woman keep holding that baby? Why that person keep walking back and forth? Why is that person banging on the key? We're all caught up in what's in front of us
and missing the message and missing the answers that we've been seeking God for, because we're caught up in all the fluff. And wondering, Lord, and steadily praying and asking God, Lord, I need an answer. Lord, I need an answer. And he's giving you the answer, but you're not in tune. You're not tuned into the frequency, amen, that he has placed you on so that you can hear what he has to say. You can't let the word. You got to constantly be in the word. It's got to be in your faith. It's got to be in your hearing. Sometimes I dare you, even at work, we got enough social media going on. Actually, some of us need to get our phones, get our earbuds if you're allowed to, and let that word play in your ears so it can get in your spirit. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Did I say hearing yet? Oh, yeah, hearing the word of God. This isn't no one time and forget about it. Things when God is really trying to get your attention on stuff, he constantly brings it before you. Earlier in the beginning of this broadcast, I was talking about producing. When the Holy Spirit spoke that message to me and had me minister it on the broadcast, he's constantly been talking about producing, producing, producing. And I've been hearing it from different places, secular world as well as over in the Christian world. Why? Because he wants me to understand, A, that I'm in the vein, number one, thank you, Jesus, for that, and number two, I'm expecting you to produce. And not only is he just talking about produce in one area, God wants you to produce in every area of your life. He wants to get glory out of your whole life, not just a piece of it. He wants to get glory out of your whole life. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper in whatever or wherever you go. This book of the law, verse 8, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. That means ponder upon. That means think upon. That means when he brings it back to you, Lord, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that, Holy Spirit? Why do you keep showing me that? What is it that you want me to get out of this? Some of us don't want to ask those questions because we already know the answer to it. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Then you bring glory to him. Then you bring honor to him. But you got to get in his face. You got to meditate. You got to get his word in you. You got to get his word. Kids, old folks, you got to get his word in your belly. And if we seek to get more of him in, then our comfort will start beginning to see changes. Come on, let us pray. Father, in the blessed name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now for this word. I pray, God, that something that was spoken will just shake somebody. Something that was spoken tonight will begin to shift somebody. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that the words that I spoke tonight will be the answer to the questions that others have been speaking. And, Lord, I pray even now that this word will begin to manifest and to bring forth a mighty harvest immediately in the lives of the people in Jesus' name. Now, those of you who are not saved, please repeat this word. Father, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart and into my life. Live there. Make your abode there. I will serve you. I want to do your will. Lead me and guide me. I give you permission in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome into the kingdom of God. It is my desire here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, that God will lead you to a Bible-believing teaching church with signs, wonders, and miracles manifesting, that you will grow up to be a mature saint, that you will grow up to walk out the task or the assignment that God has given you. Amen. Listen, I'm Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Please go to our website, www.cpkr.org, and our Facebook page, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, or WOPD. Love to hear from you. Listen, I've had a wonderful night. I will see each and every one of you next week, same time, 7 p.m. for Prophetic Atmosphere. Be blessed in the Lord. Have a wonderful night.